Fierce Predators, written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Jalen is just leaving the bathroom and walking back to the living room when there's something sharp biting at his bare ankles. He stops and looks down at the cat looking very innocently up at him. But apart from looking like he's done nothing wrong, that Ching is also held lightly on his feet, tense and ready to spring away from Jalen, his tail held high. Jalen snorts slightly and then grins at Da Ching before darting away from him. It's not like Da Ching is usually feeling all that playful, and Jalen might as well indulge him. Da Ching needs the exercise anyway. Jalen's willingness to indulge his cat has nothing at all to do with how restless he's been feeling while having to be cooped up at home for the last few days. That Dixingren hadn't really even done anything to Jalen. It's more embarrassing than harmful, and since Jalen doesn't really do being embarrassed, it isn't all that big of a deal. But Shunwei insists that he should still take it easy for a few days, at least until the visible effects go away, which has led to Jalen's current confinement at home. Jalen's tail swishes quite satisfactorily as he runs away from Da Ching. It's an absolutely ridiculous game if you ask Jalen. He's pretty sure most cats don't play like this. Jalen stops behind the couch, rather theatrically peeking around it to see Da Ching, before running away again. The whole thing consists of Da Ching chasing after him and then... Da Ching makes a pointed meow as he looks at Jalen from a few steps away, and then turns his back to Jalen and hurtles away from him. Yes. Then it's Jalen's turn to chase his cat. Jalen feels his tail tense and his newly acquired ears twitch before he takes off after Da Ching. Then, for a good while, there's just them running around the house, hiding behind furniture and peeking around corners. That's unfair. Do you think I can fit back there? Jalen whines as Da Ching squeezes behind the wall and the couch in Jalen's and Shunwei's bedroom. A couch wasn't strictly necessary, but Jalen had wanted it there anyway for... reasons. Da Ching makes a triumphant meow and springs out from under the couch and runs out the door to their bedroom. Jalen yelps and follows after. Finally, after a whole lot of aimless running around, Jalen collapses on their living room floor, breathing heavily. Can't anymore. He manages to get out, lying sprawled out on the floor. He lifts his head a bit to see Da Ching a bit further away. He watches Da Ching's sides heaving as he looks back at Jalen. Then, Da Ching lets out a smug-sounding meow. Jalen lets his head fall back against the floor and winces at the slight thunk it makes. Yeah, sure. You win, he mutters. His eyes fall closed, and then fly open a few moments later when a tired and heavy cat collapses on top of him. Jalen stares at Da Ching. There's a whole floor right there. You don't need to lie on me, Jalen complains. Somehow, Jalen thinks Da Ching manages to become heavier out of sheer spite as he sprawls out over Jalen's chest. Jalen's eyes fall closed again. I'm hungry, Da Ching mumbles tiredly after some time has passed. Go get food, Lao Chao, he says, poking Jalen tiredly with one paw. Not moving, Jalen says very eloquently. Go get your own food, he mumbles, still feeling too tired to move his mouth too much. I'm tired, Da Ching complains. So am I, Jalen answers. I'm thirsty, he adds a heartbeat later, his mouth feeling parched. So, go get water and bring me some food, Da Ching orders. No, Jalen answers, as both of them continue to lie right there. Junwei returns home from work to find a pile of man and cat lying on the living room floor, and slightly desperate mumbles of Xiaowei and Teacher Shun. Jialan tilts his head back to look at Junwei, his cat ears, that Junwei should be worried about, but can't help find entirely adorable, perking up at the sight of Junwei.
Xiaowei, would you please get me some water?
Jialan pleads, blinking a few times. And snacks, Da Qing mumbles, not even lifting his head up from Jialan's chest.
I'm too weak to move, Da Qing elaborates pathetically. Yes, Jialan agrees in a mumble. Too tired.
Shunwei takes a moment to assure himself that both of them are in fact entirely fine and uninjured, and then doesn't ask any questions. Sometimes, when it comes to the pair of them, it's simply better not to ask. Besides, Shunwei isn't entirely surprised that Jiayunlan's restlessness of the past few days has found some kind of outlet. Shunwei sets his briefcase down quietly and looks at the two lying on the floor.
I thought I'd get started on dinner, Shunwei informs them.
That makes Da Qing's ears perk up and he lifts his head slightly.
Fish?
He says hopefully. Jiayunlan makes a small noise that is probably agreement. Jiayunlan's tastes have definitely been more aligned with Da Qing's after his encounter with a very particular Di Xing power a few days ago. The effects should vanish in a week or so, but for now, Jiayunlan is stuck with a tail and cat ears and a preference for fish.
Yes, Shunwei acquiesces with a small smile. Are you sure you can't get up? He asks with some amusement.
Jiayunlan flops a hand in his direction, and Da Qing lets his head fall theatrically against Jiayunlan's chest.
Ah, I see. You're both exhausted, Shunwei says.
There are small noises of assent from both cat and man. He thinks about telling them that they'll just have to stay there then, and probably be without dinner. But they're both looking so ridiculously pathetic that Shunwei feels his heart melt. He's far too weak when it comes to some things, Shunwei thinks, with a small shake of his head. Then he walks over to pick up Da Qing. Jiayunlan makes a small noise, his hands reaching out toward Shunwei ever so slightly.
Just a moment, Jiayunlan,
Shunwei tells him, and moves Da Qing to lie on the couch. Then he goes back to pick up Jiayunlan from the floor. Jiayunlan's head falls against Shunwei's chest and he makes a happy little noise, his tail curling slightly around Shunwei's leg. Shunwei brushes some hair away from Jiayunlan's forehead and presses a small kiss there. Jiayunlan looks up at him and smiles sweetly, and Shunwei smiles helplessly back. And then he sets Jiayunlan down on the couch too, feeling a bit of regret at letting him go. Jiayunlan grabs his wrist and says,
"Don't go." "I'm going to get you something to drink, Jiayunlan," Shunwei tells him.
"Oh," Jiayunlan answers, and then slowly lets go of Shunwei's wrist.
"You're the best, Xiaowei,"
Jiayunlan says, smiling at Shunwei in a way that makes Shunwei's heart feel like it might burst. Shunwei smiles helplessly back and goes to get both Jiayunlan and Da Qing some water. The end.